This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Local Ukrainians protested at the state capital on Thursday. Aurora resident Oleg Shvedov has family in Ukraine. He says they are constantly running to the basement during bombings.
It's nonsense and it's absurd in 21st century in the middle of the Europe to run this war.
Protesters are asking the U.S. elected officials and allies to do more to stop the Russian invasion. School officials in Greeley have rejected the state's offer to continue air quality monitoring at Bella Romero Academy. In 2019, elevated levels of benzene were detected at the middle school, which is close to an active oil and gas site. Benzene is linked to cancer and other health problems. The state's offer to restart air monitoring was driven by concerned parents like Patricia Garcia Nelson. She helped organize the plan for additional sensors.
I really thought that I was approaching the district as an ally and that they wanted the air monitoring back.
Garcia Nelson has been working to shut down the oil and gas site for years. Avalanche danger remains high across many of Colorado's central and southern mountains following a large winter storm that swept through the state. In western Colorado, McClure Pass reopened last night after an avalanche closed that section of Highway 133 for a day. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says it's unusual for avalanches to hit highways. This is CPR News. I hope you're having a lovely Friday. It is a sunny Friday across most of the state. Some snow, a little bit here and there, is expected. I hope you have a great weekend.